Hello and God bless you. This is your brother Tally, and it's a different style of video, but I don't really have the time to edit. And also, just kind of wanted to talk to you guys and just level set on the future of the ministry, some ideas that I have, and also just kind of level set and honestly apologize to some of you as well. So let's get going so you can kind of understand it now. For those of you that have been here for the long haul, you know that this ministry started in 2008. When the ministry started, I honestly never thought that it would turn into a ministry. That's why the name is Neptali 1981, because I was just honestly making videos for making videos. Fast forward to now, 2023, going on 2024. I never would have expected that this would turn into a ministry. Never would have expected. In doing so, when I first started, one of my main commitments, and this is just a personal conviction that I have with the Lord, is that I wanted to provide free content out there. Now, I personally have no issues purchasing a DVD, purchasing a good book. I love edifying content. So I am not saying that someone who doesn't is different. No, it's just my personal convictions were I want to be able to provide as high quality content as possible for free. That's my commitment to God. That's something that I always wanted to do. So when I started with the full-blown ministry of making videos, I honestly thought it was simply making videos, right? Now, if you're a person who makes content out there, I don't like to call myself a content creator because I like to preach what I'm living. For the glory of Jesus Christ, you know that depending on the editing that you do, this is easy. Being in front of the camera is easy, but I like to make them kind of like narrating style. So it could take a good 15, 20 hours to make a good film and documentary. But little by little, as the video started adding up and adding up and adding up and adding up, it turned into the fact that we've built a relationship. I feel like I know you. And if you look at the comment sections of the videos, we're like a family, you know, we're there for each other and we talk to each other and we check up on each other. And it's turned into a situation where, for the glory of Jesus Christ, God has sent a lot of people that are wounded. A lot of people that are wounded by the local church, wounded by a lot of different congregations, have bad experiences with other churches. And because of that, they've come to the channel. And aside from the full-time video making, which is 15, 20 hours a week, 25, depending on what you're making, there's an additional 10 to 15, 20 hours a week of just counseling, helping people, responding back and forth, doing everything I possibly can to be there as some would say, as their pastor, even though I don't think I'm your pastor. Listen, in making this video, I do want to also clarify something very important here is I am by under no mistake of an illusion thinking that this channel is big, as some people would say, or as I'm a bigger piece of the puzzle than another. No, no. If anything, if the body of Christ was a huge entity around the world, right, which we are, we all have different gifts and talents. I'm probably that rusted little bolt at the bottom that the body of Christ could do without. So in making this video, I'm making it only because it gives me the peace of mind, because I can honestly just continue and move on and not have the peace of mind of knowing that I'm transparent with you on what we want to do, how we want to do it, when we want to do it, and on how I can balance my family while running ministry. Because that, for those who are newer on the channel, maybe a year or two ago, you haven't seen the video since the beginning, a lot of people think that this channel is monetized. This channel is not monetized. Again, that is based on my own personal convictions. That does not mean that a monetized channel is any evil. No, it's just me based on an agreement that I had with God that if he taught me how to do this, I would provide everything for free and I would just depend on him to supply any of the needs. So, we're at a point where, as a family man, and this is now talking to you as a brother, just honest, as a family man, things are tight. Things are difficult. You know, my wife's health has not been the greatest as of the last few, you know, few months, you know, year and a half. She's getting better and she's going to get better, man, in the name of Jesus Christ. However, I have to make a lot of decisions to be able to balance everything. As you can tell, I don't like being on camera, so I'm pretty uncomfortable even explaining it. But there's a lot of man, this sucks. The way I have to explain it, it's just so many thoughts in my mind on how to be able to explain it. But there's so many ways to run a ministry, okay? You can do Patreons, right? And then with Patreons, what I don't like about that, and this is my own personal conviction, is that I got to tell you, support me on Patreon. I'll give you an exclusive video. Well, number one, I may not be able to live up to that. Number two, I don't want you to have to pay to get an exclusive video. We're in the times of inflation. Times are difficult. Why am I going to tell you you got to pay to get a video? Right? Then there's other options like the community join button below the video. You can press join and you have different tiers. And my personal conviction is I don't want to have that either. Why? Because you shouldn't have to pay to get a preaching. You shouldn't have to pay to get some exclusive treatment. You're my brother and my sister in Christ. You get 100% full of me for free. And sometimes people don't understand that in doing so, you run yourself pretty thin. Because not only am I doing full-time ministry, but I work full-time. So when I started ministry work, I used to work 70, 80 hours a week. Because my daughter's special needs, so my wife stays with my daughter. My wife is awesome. Awesome help. Always been there for me and will always be there for me. And just, she's just phenomenal. But as ministry started to grow, we had to make a personal decision, her and I. Because you have to understand that honestly, there's no way that I could have been doing all of this ministry without my wife. She stays behind the scenes. She doesn't want anything to do with it because of all of the stuff that happens. She understands the online world is crazy. But you have to think of this. If as a family, we decide, okay, I'm going to work less so that I can do more full-time ministry. Not work less so that we can have a bank account. Not work less so that we can set up for our daughter's future. Not work less so that this way we can probably work on paying the house off or doing everything we can. No, you're going to work less so that that way, that time, you can take it and put it towards ministry work. Because what happens is when you work less, that's less income coming in, right? But it gives you a surplus of time. So less work means less money for the household, but it gives you time to then pump it into the ministry. Because there's only one way to do this. It's either there's the currency for online ministries is time. That's it. There's only one currency. There's no multiple currencies. There's nothing that you can find your way in doing it. No. The currency for online ministries is time. This is not like a church where you have a Sunday service, a Wednesday service, 2 hours and you're gone. No, this is full-time 24/7 work. People wanting to commit suicide. People wanting to hurt themselves. People cutting themselves. Teenagers self-cutting themselves. And then you have so much work. So you can only cut back so much. So I've done that. I've cut down as much as I possibly can towards where I put in 40 to 45 hours a week in my regular job while doing 30 to 40 hours in ministry. As you can think of, that's a lot of work. That's a lot of work because what happens is it adds up. I don't know what it's like to have a weekend. You know, in fact, there are people that will get to know me and talk to me. And they may even think that I'm being disrespectful towards them because I value time that much. Why? Because if I decide today just to say, let's just go hang out for 2 hours, that's 2 hours of work that I'm going to have to make up later on, right? And for me, my family is the most important thing too. I don't want to be a preacher that just focuses on saving the world, yet my house is in shambles. Because without my wife, without my daughter, man, I couldn't be here. I couldn't be able to do this. There's just no possible way. So there are different ways to run a ministry. Like I said, you can do Patreon, you can do join a community, you can do super chats, where I don't like that either. Because why am I going to show your comment on the screen because you paid me? Why can't I show everyone? What if someone doesn't have the money to pay, yet they have a good comment, right? Ministry is a business for a lot of people. That doesn't mean that anyone who is monetized or does that is a business to them. But me and my personal convictions, I've been pretty hard on myself in regards to that particular aspect of things. I get sponsorship offers. I get all sorts of deals and thrown my way that, honestly, if I could take one or two of those, forget about it. It's a wrap. The problem is that taking one or two of those comes with, you can't say this. You can't say that. You can't do this. You may want to lay off and say Jesus a little bit less, right? I can't do that. I can't. So as the ministry is growing, I have to make adjustments to be able to get to a point where you don't feel disrespected, because this is where the apology comes in. There's some of you, at least in the last 2 weeks, that you probably haven't been able to have much interaction of me being able to get back to your prayer request, me being able to get back to talking to you. And you know that's not normal. Normally, I'm on it like this. It's just, we're going through a lot. We're going through a lot. You know, I have, the other day I took a day off as an example. My first day off in a long time. And I take a day off and all of a sudden, right? My wife is not feeling well. I have to go to the hospital. I have to get her to get checked out. I had to call 911, right? These are real life things that happen to people. They happen to you. So it's not cry me a river, poor me, no. But what I'm telling you is because I've chosen a different model of being able to sustain the ministry, I've cut out me being able to work as much as I can in real life to pump my time into the ministry, which signifies a lot of sacrifices from my personal family, so that this way we can fund the ministry. And yeah, there are people that support. Without them, there's no way that I can make that happen. But that's something I also want to clear up as well. People think that because you have 139,000 subscribers, you have a lot of people supporting. That's not necessarily the case. It's actually not the case. In fact, just viewership alone, if you look at 139,000 subscribers and you look that most videos have between 8 and 15,000 views, that alone lets you the percentage of people that are actually engaged. And then from there, people in humanity, they're going through it. Okay, just like I'm sharing with you what I'm going through because I want to be transparent. There are some of you on the other side of the screen that your story is 29,000 times worse. I've learned one thing is don't complain too much about your problem, because there's always a bigger problem out there and you don't want none of those problems. Okay, so me explaining to you the adjustments I have to make, they're not because I'm acting like a cry me a river or, you know, everything is... No. It's just, I hope that you understand my commitment to be able to spread the gospel and do so for free and still try to keep a full-time job and then some. So in my regular job, some of the changes that I have to do is I have to find supplemental income, at least for the next year or so. Why? A lot of things, a lot of reasons. Inflation's one of them, right? My daughter's already 19, okay? I have to think about her future, okay? Bills stack up. Bills stack up. And as much as people will tell me, just live by faith, I agree. I live by faith, but I'm realistic. As bills and debt stack up, what can I do? What I normally do is I just keep on flowing, keep on going, keep on doing what I do. But I have to also think of the fact that I have to shift priorities to be able to run things a little bit different, but still the same transparency and still the same honesty with you. So I know I've said a lot and I'm sorry to babble and jabble so much, but I just want to be honest with you, you know? So here's the main difference that's going to happen. How is this going to impact you? It's really not going to impact you too much. Number one, the reason I wanted to make this video is to apologize because I have been distant for the last week and a half, 2 weeks. But I promise you, I don't know what it's like to have a Saturday to just kick back and chill. I don't know what it's like to have a Sunday to just kick back and chill. There's no that. If I kick back and chill, then it just ruins the whole flow of things. And I have a calendar for everything to make sure that, dude, for me, it's very important for me to be a good husband. I have an awesome wife, man. I have an awesome daughter. So I have to have, like, people always invite me to go to places, you know, hey, let's go hang out here. If I hang out with you, then I can't hang out with my wifey. If I hang out with you, I can't do this with my daughter, right? So I have to, that's going to be the same because that family time is the most important time for me. But ministry support wise, we're going to shift the way that I can support you towards our website. What does that mean? The brothernaptali@gmail.com email. You can still reach out there if you want to, if you don't feel like you want to go to the website. However, moving forward, I'm going to be pointing anyone who needs support, anyone who needs any assistance to the website. Why? Because at tfgministries.com, I have a brother in Christ who's set up a community website for us. So now there, we actually have our own Christian community there. You can go right now, you can register there. You're going to have an inbox, a message inbox. Once you register, you're going to see daily encouragement. So this is actually going to be better. Hear me out here, okay? What may seem as, oh man, Tally's pulling back. No, I'm only pulling back 10 to 12 hours a week of ministry work so that I can go work more, so that I can balance things at home, so that then I can go back and kick it harder. You see what I'm saying? Chess is like that. You got to take some steps back to, but trust me, you're not going to feel it. So on the website, you have a community tab. On the community tab, it's just like what you would call a Facebook, but for Christians, by us, believers in Jesus Christ. There's no ads, so we're not trying to make money on ads. You can delete your account at any point in time, and your information goes out with you. And it's free. You can't beat that, right? So you register on there. My name's going to be on there. I'm going to be one of the users and admins on there, obviously. You, if you need anything, if you're going through depression, if you're going through anxiety, if you need pastoral support, you write me there. And there, it'll keep an inbox that I can then manage through my phone. Okay, so I can actually through my phone support people, and it'll help me be able to, you know, make some bread at my real daily jobs and actually spend some more time and just doing what I got to do while supporting the body of Jesus Christ. And most importantly, it's going to connect you with other believers, because quite often in social media, you go to places and it's just either negativity or just not encouragement, or there's always a paywall for something. This is going to be 100% for free. The only rules that we have on the website is that there's no drama. It's not a theological debate website. We're not there to argue with you back and forth. We're there to spread the love of Jesus Christ and encourage you. And if there's a difficult topic that has to be take place, it will not be in public so that we can argue like if it's a Facebook or a Twitter. No, this is a Christian website meant to be like a pit stop for you in your life. So you're not going to feel the difference too much, because instead of sending an email, you just go through the website so that I can stay more organized and be able to make a little bit more bread on the side on my regular job. Because I don't like to, I want to just be transparent with you on that, okay? All right. So moving forward, this is going to be the calendar that you're going to see on this channel. 4 videos, films, and documentaries per month. That's going to continue. 4, okay? 1 live stream per month, so that this way, if you want to interact, we can interact with each other and encourage fellowship with each other. But we're starting something special as well, because by me cutting back on the inbox and moving it all to the website, I also have a couple of brothers. I have Brother Chris, his wife Heidi. I also have Ernest, Amy, that can also help them out as well. We have various co-laborers that can help me out here. And Brother Chris and Heidi have a lot of experience in running Bible studies as well. These are mainly not Bible studies like you would think are, like in the theological seminary. No, these are going to be just Bible studies where we're going to come together to just talk about how your week went. And they're going to be Tuesdays at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So on this channel, you're going to get 4 films every month, or documentaries or videos, however you want to call it, 1 live stream per month. And now we're adding 1 weekly Bible study every week, Tuesdays at 6:30 p.m., all at tfgministries.com. There's no ads. There's nothing like that. All 100% for free. Okay. And these Bible studies, I encourage you to join them, because it's, some days we may just get in there and talk about how difficult the week was. And it'll give us a more private setting, because it'll be a Zoom, so that this way we don't have to live stream what we're going through. Trust me, tears were going to flow. Deliverance will happen and people are going to be touched. So this upcoming Tuesday, the 14th of November at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, join us at tfgministries.com. When you go to the website, a link will be easily accessible for you to join. The easiest way to do it is to go ahead and register now on the website. That way it's easier for you on that day. Registration takes 5 minutes. So I'm cutting back on the personal support on a one-on-one basis via the email inbox or even via letters, because people send correspondence as well. But we're shifting it over to the website so that I can be more organized. And for the price of $0, for the glory of Jesus Christ, think about this. For the glory of Jesus Christ, we're going to have 4 films, documentaries every month, 1 live stream, 4 Bible studies, right? And we're probably going to expand on that to have morning ones at some point in time because of those that live in other time zones, and daily encouragement at tfgministries.com. That's a blessing. So what seems as if it's a shift in my personal life, it has to be a shift, because I do need to make, you know, for many years, ministry was a priority in establishing it. Now I got to establish a little bit of a safety cushion for the family for emergencies like what just happened this past couple of weeks with my wife, right? But you're not going to feel it. You're not going to feel it. In fact, you're going to be like, Tally, I thought you were cutting back. You're adding more. Well, the only reason we can add a little bit more is because I'm going to have some help and some awesome brothers and sisters that are going to be able to help me. And I do want to say this, our website is not a place for arguments, not a place for debates. If you want to play video games, just go to the pawn shop, buy yourself an Atari or do something. That's not what it's about. This is a place that if you're going through anxiety and depression every day and you need daily encouragement, not only are you going to get it from me, your brother, but you're going to get it from a lot of other brothers and sisters out there that are going to help you. And I think that's needed in your life. So on a daily basis, every morning, you go to the website, you check up on it, and you talk to other brothers and sisters, and you encourage each other. I'm not there to argue about little things. No, there's enough of that in the body of Jesus Christ. You can find that on Twitter, Facebook, anywhere else. This is different. I just wanted to talk to you guys about that. And most importantly, apologize that if I have not, there's no way I can catch up for the last 2 to 3 weeks. There's no way. So if you've written in the last 2 or 3 weeks, I apologize. Just know that I am here trying my best. I am trying my best. I know that someday ministry is going to go from 30, 40 hours to 50, 60, 70 hours, and I may not be able to work a full-time job. I will let that be a gradual step as we get there. But right now, you're the body of Jesus Christ. You're going through the same struggles I'm going through. I don't want to put pressure on anybody or annoy anybody. I just want to preach the gospel. If people want to support, hey man, especially now, that's greatly appreciated. But the reality is that like me, you can't. You're struggling. So what do you do? What do you do? You just don't worry about it. You just pass on by if you can, share the content, like the videos, and spread the word, okay? Because to me, what's more important is not anything else other than you being edified and you finding a way to edify other people in the name of Jesus Christ. So we're on to bigger and better things for the glory of Jesus Christ, but I need your help and I need your support in just prayers and moving forward. Reach out on the website, because on the website, I can then be able to manage it, get others involved as well. You're going to have a place that you can tap into weekly at no cost. and be edified. But then I want you to take that in your real life and spread that as well. I want you to take that into your real life and use that same tactic of just preaching the gospel, preaching the gospel, preaching the gospel. All right, I've said enough. I have to go. But I do want to let you know that I have a documentary in the works called The Real Jurassic Park. And it's going to be awesome. I was able to interview Dr. Kevin Hovind. I'm talking about biblical creation, the pre-flood world, dinosaurs, and much more. Trey Smith is going to be a part of the documentary as well. It's going to be awesome. So stay tuned for The Real Jurassic Park. That's going to come out from 4 weeks from now, and it's going to be 100% for free. Okay, so guys, listen, I've talked a lot. It's just, this is why I do recorded narrated videos, because I can control what I say. I'm just a dad. I'm just a husband. I'm just a brother trying to do my best. I didn't think this would grow. If I failed any of you by not be responding on time, by not calling you on time, by not... Listen, you guys know Brother Lou, right? My boxing coach. Ask him how many times he's ever been to my house and he lives 10 minutes away. Ask him. He's going to tell you no. He's going to be like, this guy's harder to reach than Batman. But he knows that if there's an emergency, all he has to do is call once and I'll be there. Because that's how I am. I'm a really private person, because I respect the investment that my wife and daughter have made into the ministry. Not many wives and daughters would say, sure, stop working, not to build us a better future. Stop working so that you can fund your ministry. Why? Because when you stop working, you have time to build up your ministry. Because online ministry, the currency is time. Not many people would do that, right? And now I'm at a point where I need help, and I'm getting the help. And people are going to help out in terms of giving me their time so that I can pour more out into the body of Jesus Christ. Because I still believe in this model of you preach the gospel and you allow God to supply your needs. I believe in that. And I know that many of you believe in that too. And if you're struggling in any way in your life, let this be an encouragement to remind you that it's how you take things. Like, I can take things and just be negative about it. No, remember, when you're complaining about the problems that you have, there's a bigger problem out there that'll make you forget about your current problem. And you don't want none of those problems. Trust me. You don't want none of those problems. So I just have to make some adjustments to settle things in my personal home. And I don't like being caught in so many different things that happen in my personal life, and then it affects the ministry. You see, and I, you know what I'm saying. I've said enough to describe what I'm saying. I just don't want to go. There's nothing wrong with a Patreon. There's nothing wrong with a join button. There's nothing wrong with any of that stuff. I just don't have any taste for it. I just rather not. I just rather not, you know? So I love you guys. Get ready for that documentary, guys. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be free. And Dr. Kent Hovind, man, what an awesome conversation I had with him. Trey Smith, another big help. These are people that are not people that are in it for anything other than spreading the gospel. So many other people are going to be a part of the documentary as well. It's going to be the pre-flood world, post-flood world, and how it all ties in together. So stay tuned for that, all right? And hey, I love you. I've talked a lot. If you made it through the whole thing, I applaud you, because I know that I rambled a lot. But hey, I did the best that I could, all right? So are you going to be there this Tuesday? Tuesday the 14th at 6:30 p.m.? I want to see you there, all right? TFGministries.com, okay? TFGministries.com. Be there Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. It's going to be a Bible study, but it's not going to be your traditional Bible study. It's going to be just us. In fact, all we're going to be doing on our end is doing mostly listening to you and talking with you and encouraging brothers along each other. Like the first century church, man, just talking with each other. Man, it's going to be awesome. I'm excited. See you at tfgministries.com. Go ahead and go now and register, sign up. And every day, make it a habit to post an encouragement. Now, if you want to argue, you know, about a triangle Earth versus a pyramid Earth or a rectangle Earth. Not that those are bad conversations, but you see what I'm saying. It's not the place for that. There are places for that. This is the place where you can come, and when you're down, you can find the pick-me-up. That's all I want. All right. God bless you all very, very much, and thank you for your support. Love you very much.